Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me this Sunday morning is Chandra Daniels of Monarch Productions, LLC. Chandra, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am great. And yourself?
I am feeling fine. I have not probably been up as much as you have this morning, so I know the life of an entrepreneur and comedian is one that is almost 24/7, so thank you for just really taking the time out to be with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So let's start there. You know, many folks might not think that combination of being a woman, being an entrepreneur, and being a comedian could all work together to provide services for leaders and other businesses. So kind of take us back to what were some of the circumstances in your life that led you to be an entrepreneur at this point in this way with Monarch Productions?
Well, it's time. And I've come to a place where my skill set is needed, not only in the evening when people are trying to come down off a great day, but I realized that humor is a language that we all speak throughout the day, and that I wanted to be able to combine this great skill that I use in the evening with the skill set that I have during the day, and that it was something to help the conversation of change, to help the conversation of leadership be that much more easier to work with and deliver, because people tend to be more receptive when they are laughing, but when they are thinking as well, because laughter allows you and gives you the opportunity to think. And so I have had the great opportunity of having a fabulous work opportunities, and really saw a trend in my workplace etiquette, so to speak. And I found that humor was something that allowed me to be able to work in teams, to be leaders, to be a leader on teams, and to work with leaders within teams in order to help us mission at hand. And just took a leap of faith saying this is time, and I'm excited to do it, and wanted to see how I could combine the two. And I've so far so faithfully have been able to start the process.
That's really very exciting. I mean, you really talked about, I mean, in both a sort of personal way as well as professional way, humor is, you know, one of our languages, and it's the conversation of change and the conversation of leadership. And you use that when leaders are having challenges with their teams or having difficult conversations. What does that sound like when you're working with a corporate team or a nonprofit team or a small entrepreneurial group? What, you know, how do you support a leader when they're really maybe not being that effective?
What I like to do is have them in a place where they can feel safe and be able to work through their vulnerabilities. We all are vulnerable at some point, but as leaders, we tend to be more vulnerable, but don't know where to. And when you have a team that you have to be able to manage, or when you have a team that you have to be able to get through a task or a mission at hand, you have to be able to kind of step back and say, how can I be effective? And so in doing that, it's really about asking a couple of questions, which I always like to share with clients that I work with, which is, you know, how is this important to you? Are you committed to it? And is it something that you can see yourself being involved with the change at hand as well. And so it's really being committed to those three questions, especially the commitment part, because it's work. Change is a lot of work. And in doing so, helping them feel safe with that change and understanding that because humor is a language of change and it helps people think about different perspectives, putting themselves in the shoes that they are trying to walk with and through.
So we were talking before the show, and you shared that often you use stories or anecdotes to help the leaders, as you just said, be safe and feel safe and share and learn. And that leadership and change are both processes. Do you ever find that there's a leader that you work with that is so frustrated with their team, they just want you to come in and fix the team or come in and give them the simple tip that will kind of make everyone behave? And if so, how do you deal with that?
I start with them because you're asking for someone to change someone else's behavior, and we all know that that is something of a high level regard, which means that it's really impossible to change someone else without looking at where you've been in the dynamic. So I start with the leader themselves. I ask them to ask them to say, what is it that you see from your perspective that could be different? But then also, why do you want this to change? What is happening within you? What is happening with you as you look at your group dynamic, or what's happening that is fostering a need? And then what happens is that they start to talk about their role in the change, and they see that this is really self-driven more than it is group-driven. Because if you're asking a group to change, you're asking them to do something that they necessarily cannot do on their own, because it's only coming from your perspective. They might not see what you're asking them to do. So it's really important to look at the change that you want to happen first within yourself, because how would you explain this to someone? Look at it from your perspective. What is it? What's going on with you? Because it's a change about how this is going to make you look, how it's going to make you feel. Is it about how you want genuine change to happen so that you can get the work done? Is your change purposeful? Because if it's not, then it's not going to happen the way you want it to. If the change is purposeful for the mission, again, at hand, then it's not about changing the behavior. It's about having people hear and change their perspective on what's being presented. And you have to be able to articulate that better than anyone else if you're looking for that change to happen.
Wow. Chandra, what you're sharing definitely comes from your experience, and I know that you're often asked to share your expertise, that combination of leveraging humor and leadership in many different ways. In fact, coming up in March, you'll be part of a conference in Philadelphia. Can you share with the audience a little bit about that conference and the role that you'll have as Monarch Productions LLC?
Yes, I'm very excited about this upcoming conference. It's a conference happening in March, which we all know is Women's Month, and it is being put together by Obiama Martin, and she's a fantastic accountability coach, motivational speaker, all around great woman entrepreneur, and she's honoring trailblazers and women in business. And in the light of helping other women as well, supporting women. And it's a 3-day conference happening, I believe, in Malvern, PA. And I will be doing the MC. I am the MC for the fashion show for the Friday night portion of the event. And so I'm very excited because I'll get to be able to offer some words of encouragement and humor and a little bit of laughter while we get to see some great designs by some local fashion designers. And so I get to kind of be like a two-for-one. I get to MC and host, but I also get to do it with some very enlightening humor. And I get to do it for women in the community who are supporting and being honored as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You, your business is called Monarch Productions LLC. How does the name of your business kind of reflect and wrap up with your purpose and your mission of your business?
So Monarch Productions, it's really symbolic to an extent because it is about change and the change dynamic. But what can be a beautiful change? So the butterflies are beautiful. It's named after, and it also represents also a piece of my faith. I'm a Christian, and transformation is really key in being faithful to the tenets that I believe in. And a butterfly is a great symbol of transformation. And so monarch is a species of butterfly that exists, and they have a beautiful migration cycle, but it still has to do with change. And so the product that people are getting is a change product through working with me, but also because I believe my faith and being that I'm a child of the King and the Most High God, and that any product or anything that my hand is put to will be an excellent product because everything is done with excellence.
Very, very strong belief. And, again, I hear purpose.
Yes.
In using that symbolism, I took a really look at your logo, and I noticed that there was a microphone sort of on the, as part of the backbone of the butterfly. Share a little bit about that symbolism.
So the microphone is in the middle of the butterfly, and the microphone represents the voice, represents sound, it represents message. Through a microphone is a message, a word, or sound. And so this microphone is the tool that the butterfly, which is me, uses to produce the change in folk through laughter.
You've spoken, Chandra, a lot about change. And in developing your company and working with your clients, what's an example that you could share where you really feel like you made a difference with your clients and they reflected that back to you?
I'll say... My recent client I am working with is going through a structural change with his staff, and it is really has gone through some fractured times, and it really had to do with the relationship that he had with his immediate report, and so they were not communicating very well, and it was because they both spoke in different languages. He was a telephone person, and she was a computer person, and so he expected phone calls, and she would write things to him, and they would miss each other oftentimes because she would say to him, well, I emailed you. And he would say, oh, well, I didn't check my email. And she would say, well, I wish you would. And it was just back and forth, and it really was basically like me saying to them, do you see where you all are missing the mark? And I, very quickly, both of them said, yes, he likes the phone and I like email. And when they identified it, he realized that he's the leader, and it's his business, and she's there to help it thrive, that he needed to bend. It wasn't necessarily that she needed to bend. They both needed to bend and compromise on how they would communicate. So what we put into place was that they would have weekly calls, so that would take care of him getting phone calls, but that she would follow up email. And that, and he would check email and respond because she needed structure for documentation on what to do. And by the weekly calls, he felt that she was checking in with him, and so his language need got met and her language need got met, and they were both very happy with the way that we were able to come up with more of a streamlined way for them to communicate it because they needed to do both. They really did. One wasn't better than the other. They needed to do both, and they needed to see the importance of both for each other and how it helped their business. And what it did was it moved both of them into really having a more streamlined communication with the team that they work with. And so the phone calls and the emails end up go more into meeting notes. So when they had meetings with their team, they had a designated person to take notes. So that way, when they had their phone calls and they had their emails, they had more of an outline that they could work with on issues that they needed to deal with their team. And so it was very helpful to be able to see them, to have them see the necessity of speaking the other language, each other's language.
Well, that is a great example. And have you taken scenarios like that and brought them into your comedy either during the evening or during the day in a workshop?
So, yes, on both occasions. So I've taken this particular scenario and used it in the evening, talking about how work is like relationship and it's like dating. And, you know, everyone can relate to that to a certain extent. And so scenario, but changing it because it's not a business scenario, but how couples text or communicate between each other. And so because he was the owner of the company is a gentleman and the manager was a woman, I just kept their places. I just kept their roles in place. But I juxtaposed it for the evening. So it was husband and wife, basically. And it was more so of how they communicate and how miscommunication always happens because someone doesn't like to text and someone likes to talk on the phone and how things get lost in translation. So that's the evening. Took the same scenario and used it in a workshop and talked about really how work is about relationship again, and how we speak different languages and how it's important when we're managing up to be able to understand that whoever we report to is our responsibility to understand that language. And it's okay to ask that question to say, are you someone who prefers email? Are you someone who prefers phone? And then ask them why, because it's just helpful to get the additional information for yourself, frustrated of why you have to communicate this way. And then as the leader, being able to speak to whoever you're working with to get the job done or who manages your team to have the same conversation and to tell them, because you are the leader, what your preferred method is and to continue to compromise. Because, again, it's not about one way to communicate. It's about the best communication to get the job done, which often requires you to switch languages. So it's good to be bilingual in communication style.
Wow, very, very powerful. Shonda, how can people get in touch with you? I know that there's some folks, as they're listening, they may be a leader. They may need to manage up. They may have just been frustrated and now recognizing, hey, I can manage up. So how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach me is via email. I communicate via email because it's good for documentation. I can refer back and actually look and read what your needs are so I can respond to you. And my email address is Shondra, Chaundra, at monarchproductions215.com. So that's Shondra, Chaundra, at monarchproductions, all one word, 215.com.
Thank you. Now, we were talking earlier that often people, when they're going through change, it's a difficult process. And sometimes change is thrust upon us. Sometimes we fight the change. Sometimes we just sort of let the change wash over us. When you're facing change or have faced change, what is a quote or a perspective that you keep in mind to kind of keep your sanity, keep you on track? And why is that quote powerful to you?
So my favorite quote is Romans 8:28 is a scripture in the Bible, and it says, all things work according to the good for those who are called for God and are called according to his purpose. And the other part that's important is you're working on purpose. So you're called for a purpose. And because your purpose is more important than any situation you're in, good, bad, and good, bad, or indifferent, it's going to work out good because it has to, because your purpose is good. And so it might not look like it might not look like a good thing is happening at the moment that things are happening to you, but on the larger scale, on a bigger perspective, on the long continuum of life, your purpose is important. Your purpose is good. And so for myself, I went through a divorce, and it wasn't the best situation because it was a divorce. And it was something that was very challenging and a very difficult part of my life. But when I look back at that 10 years later, that divorce was necessary for everything that I am and what I do now. If I did not get divorced, I would not have gone into comedy. I would not have invested in my gift, and I would not be using it in this way. So my purpose is to bring laughter and to bring joy to folks and also to help facilitate change. But I would not have known the laughter if I didn't go through the grief. And so it all worked together for the good. And it's a way to kind of, and that was a transition. A divorce is a transition. So I think that's the best scripture, best quote that's followed me to keep me going. And it's something that I read to myself every day.
Chandra, you have just a lot of wisdom balanced with this kind of healthy perspective about life. A lot of people hesitate to use humor in the workplace. And often in workplaces, people are told, you know, be careful about the jokes you use. You have to be, you know, keep other people in mind. Do you have some tips for people themselves who may or may not be positional leaders? You know, they're not the manager, they're not the vice president, but they're in a tense situation. Do you have a tip or two that may help someone in thinking about using humor appropriately in the workplace?
Yes. A smile is a form of humor. It is an action. And you can always smile at anybody. And it doesn't have to be a fake smile. It can be a genuine smile where you are really just showing a gesture of appreciation, of just someone passing your smile is a great place to start. Secondly, everybody wants to be a comedian, right? Because that's the first thing we see when we turn on in the morning. It's comedy in a show somewhere. It's the last thing we turn off at night, right? Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, all the late night comedy shows. So comedy is a thread that runs through our daily gamut. And you know, people think that what they see is something they can use in their workplace. Well, not all the time. And so, what appropriateness is really about understanding that you're at work. And so, crude jokes are never appreciated at work because no one wants to hear the bar jokes at work. They want to hear them at the bar. But what you can use is really appreciation when a team member says something. You can really kind of show your genuine appreciation. And people end up smiling with that. And it doesn't have to be anything, you know, anything more for in, honestly, if you don't know how to do it. And it's very difficult because people want to laugh, but they don't know when to stop. And so not everything is funny either. Not every conversation needs a pun or a joke attached to it or something that's going to make people feel uncomfortable. And I'm not sure if I really answered your question because it was kind of difficult to kind of work through that to ask people what's the appropriate way. I know for myself what I've done is to really just, like, look at people and give compliments. And because it's so natural to me, it's really something that I don't think about. And so it's kind of hard to give that advice on that level. Just be yourself, but be kind to people. You can do that. And it doesn't have to be humorous, but it can get you through the office. That helps.
Well, Chandra,
and if it's isn't, I'm sorry.
That was an excellent answer. And I think the connection between appreciation, earlier you talked about vulnerability when people are going through change and stress. And you also talked about different communication styles, whether it's texting and phone or phone and email or different levels or male or female, and just kind of being able to appreciate where someone is. So I think the connection around being kind, compliment, be genuine, something as simple as a smile, is a wonderful way of just reminding people that, you know, we're all vulnerable. And supporting, literally, people supporting people is a great technique within the workplace. And it sort of connects with your role with Obiyama and women supporting women in that in being an MC at a fashion show, as you mentioned earlier, you'll be able to make commentary. You'll be able to bring humor as well as some expertise into the situation. So I really appreciate you taking some time out of your morning to talk about your experience and the work that you do with Monarch Productions, LLC. Just again, before we close, if you'll share with folks how they can get in touch with you.
They, again, can get in touch with me at Chandra, K-U-N-D-R-A, at monarchproductions215.com. That is my email address, and I will respond almost immediately because it does come to my phone. And so I look forward to any inquiries and things of that sort. But this was definitely a great conversation, especially at this time of the morning after the sun has just come up and it's beautiful. People should get to New York City when they can. It's a beautiful city when the sun rises.
Definitely. And when we were, I think before we actually got on the show, you mentioned that you're sort of a student every day. And that's one of the things about the conversations, whether they're the radio show interviews, whether they're in the morning or the evening. It's really an opportunity for the audience to sit back and listen and learn from significant stories of other entrepreneurs like yourself. So, Chandra, thanks so much for, again, being on Significant Business Results Radio. I look forward to seeing you March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at Obiyama's Women Supporting Women Empowerment event in Malvern, PA. And congratulations and thank you for doing the work that you do with Monarch Productions, LLC. Have a great rest of the weekend and continue to inspire people to make that transformation, be vulnerable, and to make an impact in their work and personal life. Thank you, Chandra.
Thank you for having me, Fran. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too. So, listening audience, continue to follow Significant Business Results Radio and guests like Chandra Daniels of Monarch Productions.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.